Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Craig Biggio. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Spears. Batting third. The DH, Jeff Bagwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Derek Bell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Luis Gonzalez. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chuck Carr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Russ Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Peña. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tim Boger. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Shane Reynolds. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mario Valdez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. And now, play ball. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Biggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bagwell is hit by the pitch. Spears moves to second. Derek Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carr strikes out. 2 outs. Russ Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spears scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cameron for the out. Bell moves to third. Ventura moves to second. One out. Mario Valdez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valdez strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Biggio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Boger batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Boger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Biggio is 0 for 1 in the game. Biggio is hit by the pitch. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. There goes Biggio. The throw from Fabregas and he is safe. Biggio steals second. Bill Spears batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Spears is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spears takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bagwell is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bagwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Biggio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham bunts towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive off the glove of Johnson, and into shallow left field. Bell reaches second base with a double. Martinez scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Derek Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carr is 0 for 1 in the game. Carr hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fabregas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Astros nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mario Valdez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valdez is 0 for 1 in the game. Valdez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jorge Fabregas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fabregas is 0 for 1 in the game. Fabregas hits a pop-up into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen strikes out. Peña drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Guillen out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tim Boger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boger is 0 for 1 in the game. Boger strikes out. One out. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Biggio is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Biggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Spears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Spears is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spears takes first base on ball 4. Biggio moves to second. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bagwell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bagwell strikes out. Two outs. Derek Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Derek Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Astros nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martinez moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Bell moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Mario Valdez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Valdez is 0 for 2 in the game. Valdez hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carr is 0 for 2 in the game. Carr hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Russ Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson strikes out. There goes Carr. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña strikes out. Two outs. Tim Boger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boger is 0 for 2 in the game. Boger hits a pop-up into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Astros nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fabregas is 0 for 2 in the game. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spears scoops it up and throws to first, with Reynolds covering, for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Biggio batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Biggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Biggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagwell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bagwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Bagwell reaches second base with a double. Derek Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bagwell scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tony Castillo now pitching. Luis Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Astros 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Martinez hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Hudek now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Brad Ausmus pinch hits for Tony Peñat. Keith Folk now pitching. Brad Ausmus batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ausmus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Valdez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Astros 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brad Ausmus now catching. Tom Martin now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Ventura moves to second. Mario Valdez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Valdez is 0-for-3 in the game. Valdez strikes out. One out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 0-for-3 in the game. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Biggio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Matt Karchner now pitching. Thomas Howard pinch hits for Tim Boger. Thomas Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Biggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Biggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Biggio. The throw from Fabregas and he is safe. Biggio steals second. Bill Spears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Spears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Spears takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bagwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Bagwell strikes out. Two outs. Derek Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Biggio. The throw from Fabregas and he is out, Ventura applying the tag. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.